Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
So, to begin with, the very first card in the tarot deck, card zero, is the Fool. The Fool is of air energy. It's also Uranus energy, when it's connected to the planet Uranus. You know, the first thought that came out to me, Rafiki, when I think about the very first card being the Fool, is it kind of foolish to be the first one to volunteer to do something?
Interesting thought. But why that though, Paul?
Well, I was just, you know, thinking the first deck, the first card in the deck, the name, the Fool, and just someone being, it's kind of like, you know, when a new product comes out and you want to be the first one, and you said, don't be the first one. You want to buy the second or third generation because they done worked out the kinks.
True. I can see that aspect coming from that.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Think about this. If you are bringing it back to the Fool card, do you want to be the first one to try out? Do you want to be the first one to try to see if the bungee cord length is okay?
Interesting. Very interesting. Because the reason why I say that's interesting, because when you actually get into some of the key words to the Fool, you got, if it's upright, you got new beginnings, you got innocence, you got clear conscience. And it's also, I picked up a few other words, it's the wanderer. It's being spontaneous. It's taking a chance. Now, in reverse, some of the key words is being vanity, being naive, being taken advantage of, and also being reckless.
The next thought that I had was, what's the very next card after the Fool?
It would be the Magician.
Correct. Right? And Magician, me being Paul, this is Paul the astrologer, is of Mercury energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Paul the astrologer knows that Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury. And I found it interesting that the first card was the Uranus, the Fool, and then the very next card was Mercury, the lesser octave of the Fool.
I've never seen it that way.
Hey. Any thoughts on that, Gordon?
That makes me think of, like, do first and think later. Like with Uranus and Mercury.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Cause you know, Uranus just wants to shock everyone. And then you got Mercury that just wants to make you think and make you communicate. So.
All right. Go ahead, Rafiki.
But I've always said this to a lot of people. You can't have one without the other. What do I mean by that? You cannot have astrology without tarot, and you cannot do tarot without astrology. They 100% go hand in hand.
Yeah.
All right.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.